Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caribou. Joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football. We're getting ready for a Packers game this evening against the Seattle Seahawks. And it is the 300th episode of Railbird Central. So thank you all to making this, for allowing us to make it to 300 shows. To talk about tonight's game, we're kicking off the show right away. We're continuing our series featuring the writers at PocketDoppler.com. We have Thad Collins joining us on the phone. Thad, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us. I was supposed to have you on the show last year. That is a native of New York City. And then, you know, last year, every road game, the Packers, we would kind of take a look at the city they were visiting for fans that might be in town wanting to check things out. I'm not sure what happened. Do you remember what happened last year, Thad? Things kind of slipped through the cracks.
Yeah, I think it was more just a timing thing and just being busy and stuff like that. It's all good, though. Yeah, that's fine.
Go ahead.
Sorry, the Packers are coming back to New York City this year again, so, I mean, we can make it up.
Oh, yes, of course, the Packers visiting New York City this year, so maybe we'll have to talk again then, but no doubt about it, right now, we've got a big game to talk to tonight. Preseason game against the Seattle Seahawks, third preseason game. Thad, I want to know, does this game kind of get you a little more excited than the typical preseason game, considering everything that happened last year with the Fail Mary, the loss in Seattle? Does this one kind of trip your trigger a little bit more than usual?
I was actually at that Seattle game. I had flown out to New York City to go to that game. So it is personal for me as well. It would be good to, see the guys get back at it. But I don't think it's any more important because it's Seattle. I think I would only say it's important because it's the third preseason game. Hopefully we'll see the starters for at least a half. And more importantly, hopefully no one gets injured. So really the only thing I'm looking to get away from this game is no injuries, you know, some consistency in the starters. And I kind of just want to see the team act a little tougher. I mean, it'd be great to see them, you know, push around a couple of players, you know, maybe a little fist fight. I want to see the team not be soft. I mean, I think that's what I'm looking for.
So I want to know, from last year, you were there in Seattle for the Fail Mary. How did you feel at the end of the game? Was it anticlimactic? Did you think they were going to come back out on the field there? You know, the players had left for a time. What was your reaction at the end of the game?
Yeah, in the stadium, it was very different than on TV. Like, I watched it a couple of days later on TV, and, you know, there was the benefit of having replays and things like that. But in the stadium, they showed no replays. They think everyone thought that it was an interception. So the Seattle home stadium wasn't really showing anything. And it was just mass confusion, and people didn't know whether we should leave, whether we should stay. And then I guess like 10 minutes later when they figured it out, it was kind of funny to like watch them kick the extra point and like everyone sort of booing with the Seattle fans and cheering. There's a really big Packers contingent in Seattle. So it was really messy. But I guess it was fun to say you were part of it. It just, it didn't feel good walking out the stadium. You felt like you got robbed, I guess.
That is got to be an interesting feeling. I would have no clue how I would react had I been there. So interesting to get your perspective. But, getting back to tonight's game, I think there is some interesting storylines here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have you play the part of Coach McCarthy, Thad. There's a couple interesting injury situations tonight that I don't know how the Packers are going to handle. Dayton Jones, the first-round draft choice, rolled his ankle in the first preseason game, the first play of the first preseason game. They hold him out a week, and then he kind of re-rolls his ankle this week during practice. Do you hold Dayton Jones out of tonight's game if you are the coach?
Yeah, as Coach McCarthy, I mean, I think I definitely hold him out. I mean, if he had gotten a separate injury in this game, like a tweak, maybe he like strained his shoulder or something, and it wasn't the ankle, I may have played him. But because it's the same ankle, I think it's an ankle in general, there's just a trend there. So you don't want to push it. He's a rookie, so it's not like he's going to know everything he needs to know anyway. Just get him the game time and, game one. I keep him out for the next 2 weeks, in fact.
Keep him out 2 weeks, so we're gonna hold him out of the final. Yeah, that's. I think the Packers should err on the side of caution with Dayton Jones too, because they're gonna need him ready for the regular season. How about Randall Cobb, wide receiver Randall Cobb? He's been dealing with a biceps injury. He hasn't played in any preseason game yet, but he did return to practice the last day of practice this week. So yesterday he did return in a limited basis, or pardon me, on Wednesday. Do you play Randall Cobb in tonight's game?
Is this Randall's third year in the league? It's his third year, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I think he's still the youngest player on the team. So, I mean, he's been around the block. I don't think he needs a preseason game. He's done, two seasons in the NFL, a couple of playoff games. I don't think he needs a game, and it can't. He's one of these players that you want to, protect and, make sure that they're ready for week one against that San Francisco defense. So I'm not really interested in him going out there versus Seattle. I think, we know what he has. He knows what he can do. I think he's fine.
Yeah,
I keep him out for 2 weeks also. I'm very conservative, actually, about his injuries.
Yeah, Randall Cobb, he is an interesting case. He was so young when the Packers drafted him. He was like 21 years old, far younger than your typical rookie. And now it is third year in the league. He's still younger than a lot of the rookies coming in 3 years later.
Exactly.
But he is experienced now.
Yeah, I mean, I see how he felt for Kansas City next week, but this game, there's no point. There really is no point in sending him out there. He has the rapport with Aaron Rodgers. He's had two seasons in the league already. It's not like he's going to be like wide-eyed and bushy tail. So I think he's a guy that you can definitely just know come week one he'll be ready to go.
Okay, how about DeJuan Harris? He missed the first two preseason games, about the first 2-3 weeks of training camp with a knee injury, but he has been practicing now for 2 weeks, so he has been back in a practice environment. Do you play him in tonight's game?
So he's actually the one person I would play. I mean, I think, if he's in a competition with, it feels like 4 or 5 other running backs, and I think it's fair to the other running backs and to himself to actually get out there and compete. There's no reason why he should get. I know a lot of people like him a lot. I mean, I'm not necessarily that enamored with him, but I just think that he should get out there and at least put a couple of plays on film so that you can choose between Stark, Harris, and Green. So one of those has to go. I think. I don't think we keep all the running backs. So I mean, I'd like to see him out there. I think he can at least go up for, a half or so.
Yeah, I do. I think it's time that DeJuan Harris can come back. If he's been practicing for 2 weeks, you think he'll be ready. So I'm kind of on the same page as you. I would err on the side of caution with Randall Cobb, with Dayton Jones, but maybe it's time for DeJuan Harris to come back. But, kind of continuing the discussion with the running backs here, maybe I'll get a prediction here from you, Thad. And by the way, we're talking to Thad Collins of PocketDoppler.com here on Railbird Central. How do you think the running back situation will play out during the regular season? Maybe not tonight, but I mean, who's going to be the starter? Who's going to get a majority of the playing time? If you could look into your crystal ball, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I mean, if I'm Mike McCarthy, I mean, I really don't have a starter for running back. I mean, the team goes through Aaron Rodgers, so really, the running back is just a guy. If he can block and keep Rodgers on his feet, I'm fine with that. I think for me, the majority of the time goes to someone like Eddie Lacy. I think he's going to be a guy that bruises, defensive line and gives Rodgers more time. It's all about whatever it takes to give Rodgers more time. Help Rodgers be more productive. So if Lacy can pick up 4 or 5 yards of carry, pop a couple of linebackers in the face so they could, they're much softer. fine with that. And then, you know, you bring in the compliment of Harris and Franklin, who I guess you haven't really seen much of this preseason. But, you know, Harris and Franklin. And I mean, it's a lot of tough spot for James Stark, too, so I hope he can get it together. But, yeah, I guess it's short. There's no starter. I mean, really, all the players play together. And they're all playing depending on what the down and distance is.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the competition isn't done yet. Mike McCarthy has called DeJuan Harris the starter, but we'll see if Eddie Lacy ends up getting the nod eventually. I think there's kind of two competitions on the team that are rather interesting to me at quarterback and kicker, Thad, and I want to get your thoughts on both. Maybe I'll start with the backup quarterback job. Who's going to be Aaron Rodgers' apprentice this year? Who's going to be his number two?
I definitely, again, as a microphone, I'm enamored with B.J. Coleman. I like him when he got drafted. I sort of like the idea of a very strong-arm quarterback. I think he can work on a lot of the other stuff. You can't teach an arm at that age. Like, when you're an NFL quarterback, you can't teach an arm. I know everyone's saying Graham Harrell's gotten stronger. But, I mean, there's still some throws that are out there. Just like, those are ducks, you know. They're not going to work in a regular season game. But, I mean, to be honest, I like B.J. Coleman. I also think you need a guy with some regular season experience as a backup. I don't mind Vince Young as a backup. I don't really see a place for Graham Harrell, even though I know he's probably going to end up on the team. If I were to predict, I would say the week one quarterback list is probably Rodgers, Harrell. And I mean, I don't think they keep a third quarterback, but if they do, I mean, I think they go with Coleman and, you know, Young got his run out, but I don't think they're going to keep him. But I would, if I was Mike McCarthy, my run out would be Rodgers, Young, and then Coleman.
Very interesting. I'm with you in that I like B.J. Coleman a lot. I like his arm. I do think he's got the NFL toolbox per se, but I'm not sure if he makes the proper decisions yet. Maybe another year on the practice squad. We'll see. I also want to pick your brain about the kicker. Just tell me, is it Mason Crosby? Is it Giorgio Tavecchio? Or is it somebody, some other kicker who's going to be cut from another team?
I mean, I think we sort of reached our limit of kickers cut from other teams. I know there were two kickers out there, and the Packers didn't seem to sniff around them from all reports that I've read. To be honest with you, and I'm on the same page, I think Crosby has been and was the starter from day one, and they brought in DeVecchio with some guy to sort of light a fire. But everyone knows, I think in the organization, I feel like everyone knows it's going to be Crosby, because essentially a tie is a win for Crosby. If they both kick the same and they're both just as impressive, you go with the guy, you know, that you sort of come with. Really, it would take DeVecchio outperforming Crosby. And on the actual field, in terms of the preseason game so far, I don't think that's happened. I mean, I know in preseason, in the camp, Crosby's had a couple of misses. But it sounds like, I mean, Crosby is just a 75%, you know, field goal kicker. And that's what he is. If you can't get anybody higher, you just have to go with him throughout the season. Maybe they'll draft a kicker. I mean, next year, but I think this year Crosby's going to make 3 out of 4, and you just hope the one he misses is an important one to end the game.
Yeah, I don't know what to think. I think tonight's game will be important for both these kickers. I mean, all of a sudden, if Mason Crosby misses 2 field goals tonight, I mean, then that could change the complexion of things. So that this will be an important game, I think, for Mason Crosby and Giorgio Tavecchio as well. The most important question here, Thad, is, are you coming to Throwback Weekend this year?
I registered for it. I bought my ticket to Throwback Weekend. I haven't bought my plane ticket yet, because apparently flights from New York to Green Bay are like really expensive. It's actually like cheaper to go to California or like Seattle than to go to like Green Bay, Wisconsin. So I'm like trying to find a good deal on the internet, but I need to like buck up and just buy the ticket.
It is difficult. to get to Green Bay. I mean, because you're taking at least two planes to get to Green Bay. There's no direct flights from New York to Green Bay.
There should be. There should definitely be, though.
You might have to get on a chartered plane when the Jets play here, the Giants play here, to get that.
Yeah.
But anyway, Thad, thanks so much for joining us here this morning here at Cheesehead TV. We appreciate talking to you, kind of previewing the game tonight a little bit, and maybe hopefully we'll get to talk to you again when the Packers do play in New York.
Yeah. Congratulations on the 300th show again.
Well, we appreciate it, and we appreciate you having on the show. So take care, Thad, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.
All right. Thad Collins of PocketDoppler.com joining us on the show. We're continuing our series featuring the writers at PocketDoppler.com, kind of previewing tonight's game. And we appreciate Thaddeus Collins joining us on the show. Our 300th show, by the way, it is the 300th episode extravaganza of Railbird Central today. So in order to reach it this far, I thank each and every one of you listeners for who is able to make this happen. When I started, I certainly never thought we'd reach 100 episodes, let alone 300. So it's fantastic. I love it, and I love doing it. And every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here at CheeseheadTV.com. Thanks to, of course, our site founders, Aaron Nagler and Corey Banky, for making this happen. And to Jamie Snowden, our live blog director, who helps me out immensely as well. So thank you all, and most importantly, the listeners who you know, listen to me ramble on about the Packers 3 days a week here at Cheesehead TV. So I think that's really cool. Kind of continuing, though, our discussion of today's game. It kind of interesting that actually game day falls on the day Railbird Central happens. Not too often you play a game on Fridays, but this year, this week, we're getting the chance to talk about a game on the same day as Railbird Central happening tonight. Kickoff at 7 o'clock p.m. The game is televised on national television on CBS tonight. So for the first and only time this preseason, it'll be nationally televised. Don't have to worry about the whole Time Warner NBC dispute. I know that has kind of impacted the first two preseason games of the year and will impact the last one next week as well. But for the time being, anywhere in the nation, as long as you can get CBS, whether it's via satellite cable or just plain old over the airwaves, you should be able to see tonight's game. So that's kind of cool that anywhere in the nation, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to about watching it streaming online or anything like that. It is nationally televised with Phil Simms and Ian Eagle calling the action. So be good for the nation to see this one. And what I have called, I wrote a column back in, I think it was either late June or early July, calling this game perhaps the biggest preseason game in NFL history. And you can kind of take that with a grain of salt a little bit, in that any preseason game doesn't really mean all that much. But I really do think there's more at stake this game than usual, being it's the Packers are facing the Seahawks, and it's, you know, retribution for the whole Fail Mary game last year. I think the players will be psyched up and ready to face the Seahawks, because it's pretty much the same cast of characters as it was last year. You know, all the main stakeholders. It's the same coach for Seattle, Pete Carroll, and I know Packers fans have a little animosity for Pete Carroll after, you know, he was cheering when it was called a touchdown for the Seahawks last year, and he seemed very giddy. And, you know, I personally don't hold that much against Pete Carroll. I know some people do. Whatever floats your boat, I guess. But, you know, Golden Tate is still in a Seattle Seahawks uniform. He who got tangled up with MD Jennings in the end zone. Wouldn't it be something if those two guys kind of, you know, met again in some fashion in tonight's game, whether it's, you know, MD Jennings in coverage having to go against Golden Tate. You know, also Russell Wilson is being, you know, is the quarterback for the Seahawks. Russell Wilson, you know, same guy who threw the touchdown last year. And on top of that, he is the former Wisconsin Badgers player coming back to the same state where he played his college football, at least his senior season of college football. So I think there's going to be a lot of fans in the stands cheering for Russell Wilson. And by the way, maybe if I'll throw this out to the live blog, and if you want to post your comments, are you cheering for Russell Wilson tonight, or are you booing Russell Wilson? I don't really know how this is going to go. I think people just have, you know, going to boo the Seahawks in general. But with what Russell Wilson did for the Wisconsin Badgers and the state of Wisconsin, that he might be getting some cheers, perhaps. So throw your comment in the live blog. I want to see how this is going to play out here, how people are going to react. Would you boo or would you cheer for Russell Wilson this evening? What's it going to be, Wisconsin fans? And that I refer to that as the state of Wisconsin. You know, are you cheering for him because of what he did for the Badgers, leading them to the Rose Bowl, leading them to a Big Ten championship? So interesting here. John on the live blog says, I love Wilson, but not when he's playing the Packers. Ted the Sledge says, I plan on being apathetic towards Wilson. Oh, Jamie Snowden says, I haven't ever cheered for Russell Wilson after his time at Wisconsin. The year he gave to Wisconsin was great, but that was it. Anyway, I do think that's interesting. But yeah, I mean, the simple fact, too, that it's the third preseason game tonight. You're going to see the starters for the most you're ever going to see them in a preseason game. They're probably going to play into the second half. How long exactly they play, I'm not sure. But you'll see Aaron Rodgers, Clay Matthews, all the big names, all the starters. You know, for the first, you know, preseason game or two, you only saw the starters on the field for a drive or two. In the second preseason game, you saw them for the entire first quarter. But tonight, you should see them at least into the second half. I think you saw in some preseason games, you're seeing starters play almost the entirety of the third quarter as well. You know, that would be interesting. I'm not sure the Packers go the entire third quarter with the starters. Maybe some point in the second half, you know, one drive after the first, you know, third quarter starts. Maybe that's all Aaron Rodgers and company get. Regardless, you're going to see them more than you've seen them so far. You're going to see the starters out on the field, and it's going to be a good litmus test for the Packers. I mean, number one, they're seeing we talked about this last time. This is a great tune-up for the regular season opener against the San Francisco 49ers. The from an offensive standpoint, you're dealing with an athletic quarterback. Russell Wilson isn't exactly the same quarterback as Colin Kaepernick, but they are both athletic. Russell Wilson is a guy who has run the read option from time to time, so you may see that this evening. Perhaps we'll stay tuned for that. On top of that, this is one of the best defenses in the NFL, so this will be a real challenge for the Packers' first-string offense, for Aaron Rodgers, and for the whole offense, for that matter. This was the number one scoring defense in the league last year. I think the Seattle Seahawks gave up an average of like 15 points a game. That was the lowest in the entire NFL last year. So this is definitely a good defense. I love the secondary there in Seattle. They're very good with Richard Sherman, with Earl Thomas and company. Those guys are good out there. Brandon Browner. That definitely will be a challenge. And hey, this was the team that remembered How many sacks did the Packers give up in the Seahawks game last year? Eight? Did they give up eight sacks? And was it 8.5, by the way? In the first half of the game, it was absolutely ridiculous. That was Brian Bulaga's worst game of his career, probably, in which he gave up several sacks what's his name now? The rookie last year, Bruce Irvin. So not a good showing last year. So we'll see how much the Packers offensive line has improved with a different cast of characters from last year. You know, last year it was Marshall Newhouse and Brian Bulaga at the tackle spots. You know, tonight it'll be Don Barclay at right tackle and then the rookie David Bakhtiari at left tackle. So, definitely be interesting to see how they hold up, how they fare with the starters, and we'll kind of see how the right tackle position goes, whether Don Barclay will continue to play with the starters the whole time or they'll rotate Marshall Newhouse in there. So we'll find out there. But yeah, I'm not sure what you do with all these injured players tonight. If Randall Cobb plays tonight, I could see the Packers making a case for Randall Cobb to play in tonight's game. Maybe not. I would definitely not play Dayton Jones. I would hold Dayton Jones out after re-rolling his ankle this week. Just let him get healthy. I don't think it's worth it. Maybe next week, maybe in that preseason finale against the Chiefs. I'm not even sure about that, but I would not take chances with Dayton Jones. There just seems to be an issue with that ankle, and let's get that healthy and healed. I can see the Packers maybe making a case for Randall Cobb tonight. I can see him maybe making that case. Maybe you don't play Randall Cobb as much as the rest of the starters, but I can see them wanting to get him just, you know, working as part of the offense on this evening, you know, just because he hasn't been out there. Randall Cobb has missed the first two preseason games. It's only a bicep, so it's not like a joint he's dealing with. It's not an ankle problem. It's not a knee problem. It's his biceps. And it's just something that's going to be a little bit, I think, troublesome for Randall Cobb for the whole year, maybe, or at least for several weeks. Just something he's going to have to deal with. So I can see that maybe that they can play Cobb tonight in order to get him out there with the offense, to get on the same page as Aaron Rodgers, just because, you know, that Aaron Rodgers hasn't had that entire stable of receivers to work with in the first two preseason games. You know, he's had James Jones, he's had JerMichael Finley, but he hasn't had Cobb out there. He hasn't had Jordy Nelson out there either. So maybe you get Cobb a little bit of playing time tonight. We will see. We will find out. But hey, we don't have long to wait. Kickoff, like I said, 7 p.m. Central Time this evening on national television on CBS. So have a fun time watching the game tonight, folks. We'll be back on Monday to wrap up the game. So we will talk to you then Monday at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, and I'm Brian Caribou. We'll see you later, folks. Thanks for joining the 300th episode of Railbird Central. I leave you today with the song called Sometimes a River by String Cheese Incident on Cy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go, Pack, go.